You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications. Disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at Expedient.com/Wired. A positive sign for recovered patients, a new estimate of COVID-19's deadliness, and a boost for faux meat. Here's what you should know. A new study from the Korean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention studied 285 COVID-19 survivors who had tested positive for the virus following their recovery. The patients were not found to be infectious, suggesting that those who have recovered from COVID-19 won't spread the disease to others when social distancing measures are relaxed. Experts in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine stressed that yearly flu numbers, which are often just estimates of an illness that is harder to test for and has spread through the world for decades, are not a good basis of comparison for the numbers currently being reported for COVID-19. A week-to-week comparison is more accurate, they say, and that method finds that COVID-19 is 20 times more deadly than the flu at its peak. Meat alternatives were already trending up before coronavirus struck, but as meatpacking plants became COVID-19 hotspots, fake meat products went from trendy to critical. As a result, grocery store sales of alternative meat products have jumped a whopping 264% during the pandemic. Finally, here's today's one question. The president announced that he's taking hydroxychloroquine. Is that an effective treatment? The internet was abuzz with rumors after a blockchain investor tweeted that an anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine, may be able to fight COVID-19. But that has yet to be medically proven, and some studies even suggest the drug significantly increases the chance of death in many patients. The bottom line, we don't know its effects, and we won't until there is a big clinical trial. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.